stated that Secretary Kerry, upon assuming office in February, launched this internal review of the ARB's findings. That disclosure, in turn, raises a number of questions, which I'd like to go through with you in turn. Number one, who led this review of the ARB?
Well, first, I would like to clarify exactly what that statement means. Secretary Clinton, obviously, was the secretary when these four were put on administrative leave. When Secretary Kerry came into office here, he basically picked up the ball. It was a continuation of that review that had already been started. He wanted to take the time to get all the facts himself. He wanted to take the time with his senior team to sit down and go over the ARB's findings in great depth and look into the situation of these four and their careers.
Stop right there.
Yeah.
The statement said that he launched this upon assuming office. Now you're telling me there was an ongoing internal review of ARB that Secretary Clinton transferred to him?
I think you're using the term review specifically. What we've been clear...
Using your statement.
Okay, can I finish?
Please.
Thank you. I think we made it very clear when these four people were put on administrative leave that there was a review process into them that was ongoing. Obviously, so that process was ongoing before Secretary Kerry got here. That's been well documented publicly. Point B is that when Secretary Kerry took office, he wanted to make sure that he himself and his senior team did a thorough investigation into what had happened, picking up on the work Secretary Clinton had already done, but obviously he would be the one making the decision, so he wanted to make sure he was acquainted with all the facts and that we looked into all of the things that might go into a decision surrounding these four.
Okay. What was the actual scope of this review by Secretary Kerry? Was it just with respect to these four individuals, or was he reviewing the entire findings of the ARB?
Again, I think you're using the term review in a way that I'm not using it. When I say review, he wanted to make sure he was well acquainted with all of the facts. He wanted to dive deeply into all of the issues involved with the ARB, which obviously now fell under his purview to make decisions. So it's not like he was making a judgment on the ARB. That's not at all what I'm insinuating, that he was himself looking at the ARB, diving into the details, and also gathering other facts that may go into his eventual decision about these four.
You just stated earlier in response to another question from one of my colleagues that he did engage in, quote, additional fact-finding.
Mm-hmm.
What did that entail? Were documents reviewed? Were new depositions taken? What kind of fact-finding mission are we talking about?
Well, I think most specifically what I'm referring to is that he and the team took a look at the totality of the careers that these four individuals have had at the State Department. Again, they've served honorably, had a distinguished records, and all of that wanted to be taken into account when, quite frankly, you're making decisions about real people and their careers. He wanted to not only look at the ARB and what happened that day, but look at what they had done overall at the State Department.